This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scores would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, a welcome to you here on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer, speaking to you from Day Air Park in downtown Dayton, home of the Dayton Dragons. We've got a doubleheader for you today. High school baseball action on ScoresBroadcast.com. Glad you could join us. West Liberty Salem, Layman Catholic in Game 1. First pitch at 4. Then in Game 2, St. Henry versus Fort Loramie. First pitch at 7. There was a game earlier today in the Dayton Dragons Showcase, played at 11:30 in walk-off style. Botkins was nipped by Newton 2-1. Heard it was an excellent game, 2-1 win by Newton over Botkins in the first game played today. That first pitch was at 11:30. Botkins was edged out 2-1 by Newton. We expect a couple of good games coming up for you here today. At 4 o'clock, West Liberty Salem and Layman Catholic. And at 7, Fort Loramie and St. Henry. In Game 1, West Liberty Salem from the Ohio Heritage Conference has a mark of 10-7 on the year, 7-4 in conference play. Layman Catholic 4-12 in the Three Rivers Conference, 3-9 on the season. Ian Stiver, a good left-hander, 33 innings on the bump. That's tops in the rotational mix for Layman. 41 Ks in 33 innings, 1.49 ERA. He pitches a southpaw for Layman here today against Timmy Howells of West Liberty Salem. He is third on the pitching staff at West Liberty in innings pitched, 18, 22 strikeouts, 2.3 ERA. West Liberty Salem has won three straight after losing three in a row. Two of those three setbacks in succession were to a very good Mechanicsburg club. As I mentioned, West Liberty Salem plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference, and Layman Catholic is in the TRC, the Three Rivers Conference. Layman seventh in the league
Eight teams take part in the TRC. West Liberty Salem rolling along third in the OHC. Second game today features St. Henry against Fort Loramie. Both clubs vying for top seed. St. Henry in Division 6 in the Northwest District and Fort Loramie in Division 7 in the Southwest District. The weather, it's cool, unseasonably cool for May 2nd, but there is quite a bit of blue sky overhead, a lot of puffy white clouds. It's supposed to fill in terms of clouds over the course of the game, so it's going to drop down and get cooler. 30 minutes ago, the temperature topped out today at 50. Don't think it's any higher than that right now. It'll continue to steadily decline throughout the course of this game. West Liberty Salem has taken infield practice. Lehman Catholic on the diamond down below us at the moment. Jack Kramer speaking to you from here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. We've got high school baseball for you here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Glad you could join us.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
The goal at Eisenhart Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized Craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
This is Jack Kramer. Welcome back to Day Air Park, downtown Dayton, home of the Dragons. High school baseball today, game one, Layman Catholic, West Liberty Salem. Game two, Fort Loramie, St. Henry. Both head coaches here in game one are in year number two, coaching baseball at their respective schools as the head men. Matt Sertell, head coach at West Liberty Salem, a graduate from Mount Vernon Nazarene University in the year 2000, undergrad degree, elementary education, played baseball and soccer at Mount Vernon Nazarene. And then in 2003, Matt graduated from Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, with a master's in education. He's been coaching baseball for 15 years, and as I noted, it's year number two for Coach Sertell at West Liberty Salem. Jared Houchin, head coach of Layman, also year number two. He's a 2014 graduate of Bell Fountain High School, where he starred, played primarily shortstop, some second, some third, pitched, went on to Wright State, had a good baseball career playing for Coach Jeff Mercer at Wright State. He's now at IU, Coach Mercer. And while at Bell Fountain, Coach Houchin set four Central Buckeye Conference records, season batting average, doubles in a campaign, hits for a career, and hits in a single season. Houchin, quite the ball player at Bell Fountain, went on to Wright State. He's in year number two here at Layman Catholic. Likewise, year two for Coach Matt Sertell at West Liberty Salem. Let's quickly take a look at the starting lineups for today's game here on scoresbroadcast.com. The visitor is Layman Catholic, which will hit first. Leading off, second baseman senior Chris Galbraith. Batting second, junior third baseman Jackson Garman. Third, sophomore catcher Gus Richard. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot, Ben O'Leary, junior left fielder. Fifth, the pitcher, senior Ian Stiver. Sixth is the shortstop, senior Jack Williams. Seventh, Jackson Kennedy, first base. He is a junior. Eighth, Reed Geisey. DH, a sophomore. Ninth, right fielder, a senior, Josh Kanapke. And playing center field, being DH'd for, is junior Noah Steinman. For West Liberty Salem, leading off, senior shortstop Isaac Sertell. Batting second, the catcher, a junior, Braden Hirschberger. Hitting third, senior second baseman Reese Oder. Cleanup spot, Jeremiah J.J. Johnson, right fielder, a junior. Fifth, Joey Johnson, third baseman, a junior. Sixth, freshman center fielder Brandel Sullivan, followed by sophomore first baseman Beckett Sullivan. Hitting eighth, left fielder, senior Dallas Coons. Batting ninth, senior pitcher Timmy Howells. These are starting lineups I was given in the last 24 hours by the head coaches. I have just seen batting orders presented to me. Run into the press box here in this booth in the last minute. I will double check. But that is your starting lineup for both teams. Layman starts four seniors, four juniors, a couple of softs. The nine starters for West Liberty Salem include four seniors, three juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. First pitch just around the corner, delightful but chilly here at Day Air Park, downtown Dayton. Layman Catholic, West Liberty Salem, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, so many thanks to Barker Insurance, longtime underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. And also a big thank you to Locale Equipment, from which you've heard already here today, Locale in Jackson Center. L-A-C-A-L was conceived in L.A., California, moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983. A longtime sponsor, Locale Equipment, got us off the ground, a founding partner way back in 2006 and 7. Thanks so much to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. And also a lot of gratitude to Osgood Bank. Osgood, located in Fort Loramie, Rushi, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood, Ohio, in Mercer County. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Both teams, Layman Catholic and West Liberty Salem, have been introduced in full, the entire rosters. West Liberty Salem is along the third baseline standing, awaiting for the start of the national anthem, and Layman Catholic along the first baseline. We'll return with the first pitch. Layman Catholic, West Liberty Salem, just around the corner here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and business with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We are just a moment away from the first pitch of this game. Timmy Howells on the mound for West Liberty Salem. He, like Ian Stiver of Lehman, a left-hander. Two lefties in action on the bump here today as Lehman Catholic meets West Liberty Salem. Francis Schulze in Rushi, Ohio, offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, the key building component is pitching. Get ahead, first pitch strike. A good arm on the mound with a fine defense behind it will go a long way here today. Key building components which open the doors to success for these two clubs. West Liberty, Salem, and Layman Catholic. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Howells on the mound for West Liberty Salem throws the first pitch of this game high out of the strike zone to Chris Galbraith, who hits from the right side for Layman. Second pitch is struck and grounded to short. Nice play by Isaac Sertel as he roams to his right into the hole, fields, and throws on the run across his body and gets the Layman leadoff batter. One up, one down here to start the game. Jackson Garman, a junior third baseman for Layman, swings from the left side. Center fielder for West Liberty Salem, shifting over into right center. That's Brandel Sullivan. Defensively for West Liberty at third, it is Joey Johnson. Shortstop, Isaac Sertel. Second baseman, Reese Oder. First baseman, Beckett Sullivan. Outfield left to right, Dallas Coons. And the center fielder is Brandel Sullivan. And the right fielder for West Liberty Salem is J.J. Jeremiah Johnson. And the second hitter for Layman Catholic, Jackson Garman, lifts a short pop into left field. Left fielder coming on, gets a glove on it, and muffs it. Dallas Coons had a good shot at it, missed it. It's ruled a hit. He made a long run. Scoreboard gives Garman a single, a short fly to left. That could have been caught, was not. Sun not shining brightly. There is some breeze. But the left fielder came a long way for West Liberty Salem. He's been given the benefit of the doubt in the scorebook. Not an error, a single for Garman. First pitch ball inside, delivered by Howells to Gus Richard. Catcher, sophomore for Layman, who takes the second pitch down and in. It bounces and gets away from the catcher, Hirschberger. And moving up to second on the wild pitch is Garman. So Layman's got a runner at second in scoring position. Count 2-0 on Gus Richard as Galbraith takes a pitch which is off the outside corner, ball 3. First base open, but I'm sure that Howells is thinking about outs at this point. He's behind against Richard, 3-0, and there's a strike right down the middle center cut, and it's 3-1. Outfield straightaway for the right-hand batting Gus Richard. Here's the windup, the delivery after the stretch by the pitcher Howells, and he's upstairs for ball 4, and Richard gets a base on balls. Here's Ben O'Leary stepping in now for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. O'Leary has been solid offensively this season. O'Leary coming to the game with a .450 batting average. And he's got runners out there at second and first. Layman threatening opening inning. One away from the stretch. Howells misses high. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. Well, our Francis Schulze key components to this game included pitching. And right now, Howells having trouble throwing strikes for West Liberty. Upstairs again, ball 2, 2-0. Howells is third in innings pitched on this West Liberty Salem staff. Here is the 2-0 pitch on the way. And it's waved at and missed by O'Leary of Layman. Appeared to be out of the strike zone, off the plate upstairs. He slapped at it, could not connect. Here is the 2-1 pitch. It's a strike at the knees. I don't think O'Leary thought it was in there. Umpire calls the borderline bottom of the knee, top of the shin pitch a strike, and it's 2-2. Runners at first and second, one out for Layman. Ball 3 way outside. In the left-hand batter's box, catcher for West Liberty Salem lurched out to get it to prevent a wild pitch. One down, Runner's probably not moving here. 3-2 delivery to O'Leary. Bounces behind home plate, and O'Leary is aboard. They're loaded for the layman pitcher, Ian Stiver, who, like he throws, hits from the left side. Stiver steps in here for Lehman. Stiver on the year, 273 on the campaign, 9 total hits. So lefty against lefty. Center fielder for West Liberty Salem. Randall Sullivan has shifted into right center. The initial pitch on the way, a strike to Stiver at the knees on the outside corner. Open stance for Stiver, who looks at one low, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Bases jammed with Cavaliers, one out, top of the first. Cloud shielding the sun at the moment here at Day Air Park. There's a ball fisted on the ground slowly to second. Second baseman for the West Liberty Salem Tigers charges. It's gobbled up by Reese Oder, only play to first. Ball was not hit hard. Out at first base, runners move up, and a run scores. Stiver out 4-3, gets a ribby. And here is Jack Williams, shortstop, a senior for the Cavaliers. Boy, he's got runners at second and third. A single would score two and give Lehman an early 3-0 lead. Williams on base percentage on the year, 317. Big rangy right-hand batter. Steps into the box after checking with third base coach Jared Houchin. Number 8 on the back of Williams. And he looked at the first pitch, and it's a ball high and away. Second pitch is smacked on a line into center field off the bat of Williams. It's in for a single. Here's a long throw to the plate. It might be in time. There's a collision. One run scores. Out. The second runner trying to advance in from second base is nailed. Great throw from center field by Brandel Sullivan. Braden Hirschberger, the West Liberty Salem catcher, was like a bulldog. He was a brick wall. He caught that ball a step or two to the third base side of home and then put the tag on the runner coming in from second. With two out, that was a good call by Jared Houchin, head coach of Lehman, in the third base box. As the runner was off and running from second on the base hit to center off the bat of Williams, two-run score, the runner on second, nailed at the plate. Fine throw, an even better tag. We go to the bottom of the first. Lehman Catholic leads West Liberty Salem 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go, bottom of inning number 2 at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons in downtown Dayton. I'm Jack Kramer with all the play-by-play of Lehman Catholic versus West Liberty Salem. 2-0 Lehman in the lead, bottom of the first frame. West Liberty hitting. Ian Stiver on the bump for Lehman. Mixes speeds well, has a fine tailing fastball. 75 to 78 range primarily. Does throw a hook. And he's had a good campaign so far. Although he's thrown two balls in the first couple pitches to Isaac Sertel, senior shortstop for West Liberty Salem, 476 batting average. He takes a strike on the third offering from Stiver. The left-hander stretches, throws, bouncing ball, and it's 3-1. Sertel, Hirschberger, and Reese Oder, 1-2-3 in the order for West Liberty Salem to start the game. Lehman Catholic up at third in the person of Jackson Garman as Sertel looks at one wide below the knees, not close, ball four. And we talked about the importance of first pitch strikes, getting that leadoff hitter out in our pregame. It is of paramount importance for these two pitchers to settle down. You can bet there are some nerves being felt, some jitters here at Day Air Park. What a fine atmosphere, great environment for high school baseball as these young men are afforded the chance to play at the home of the Dragons. Foul to the screen, bunt attempt by Hirschberger. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Sertel at first for the Tigers, who are attired in orange jerseys, a number of them in bright orange shoes, or at least the base runner at first, Sertel, flashes the orange on the feet. Lehman Catholic in the combination blue and black jerseys, black sleeves, blue shoulders, gray slacks. Here is the pitcher, Stiver, stepping off the rubber, token through to first. Bottom of the first inning, Lehman Catholic put two runs on the board in the top of the first. A couple of walks, a wild pitch, two singles. A runner thrown out at the plate to close the inning. Lehman netted two. Uh-oh, pickoff by Stiver. He's got a great move. We were told that by head coach Houchin earlier today. The rundown ensues, and Sertel is out. No, the tag was missed. And now a belated throw back to first base, and the out is made. Fine play by Lehman Catholic, which was in the rundown a little longer than should have been the case. It wasn't textbook. Sertel was pretty shifty. And apparently what appeared to be a tag about 10 feet from the bag was not finished off. And then a second throw had to be made back to first, and Sertel was nipped. So he's picked. Hirschberger's at the plate. The count is no balls, two strikes. And I'm not sure what's happened. I think a Lehman Catholic player had the webbing on a glove dislodged. Or maybe there's a substitution on the field. Not sure. We will check it out and relay this on to you when we come back. One out for West Liberty Salem here in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on now. Lehman leads it by a score of 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, as we resume action, the count is now two strikes and a ball on Hershberger, second man up in the West Liberty Salem lineup. First hitter Isaac Sertel walked and was picked off by Plenty. Almost got back to first safely, avoided the tag after at least four throws by Lehman in the rundown. Avoided the tag initially about 10, 12 feet from first, but then was tagged out before he stepped on the bag. The count is now even up at 2-2 on Hershberger. Ian Stiver throws, fastball up and in, jammed him, swing and a miss, strike three. Good spot for that delivery by the pitcher Stiver. I think that the second baseman for Lehman was not changed out. I believe it was a glove adjustment of some kind. Perhaps the threading popped loose, needed knotted right back up. We'll check elsewhere here in the press box with the official score and public address two or three doors down. Don't believe a change was made for Lehman defensively. There was no announcement. Third in the order, Reese Oder, second baseman, senior. He scored 14 runs on the season. By the way, Hershberger just batted, had knocked in 13 on the year. And the count is 2-0, 2-0 on Reese Oder, second baseman for West Liberty Salem. Third base coach, head man Matt Sertel, flashing signals. Make it be in there. I'm sure he is communicating non-verbally. There's a cut at a high fastball, and coming up empty is Oder. 2-0, 2-1. Stiver has had some good velocity when he's needed it. He's got a deliberate windup, which you've got to time at the plate and show some discipline. And Oder strikes a high fly ball to center, and it is in the hands of the center fielder for Lehman, right in his tracks. Is Noah Steinman didn't move but 2 or 3 feet. And he caught the fly ball off the bat of Oder. West Liberty Salem is out. Three hitters come to bat in the bottom of the first. One reaches, but Sertel is picked off after walking. So we played one here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. It is 2-0 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website Shelby County Veterans, plural, veteransplural.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Leadoff batter for Lehman, top of the second, hits a foul pop. It's to the first base side of home toward the dugout. Good play by the catcher, Hershberger of the Tigers, as he went off to the right about 45 feet and moving briskly, caught that foul pop off the bat of the Lehman hitter starting the top of the second inning. That was Jackson Kennedy out on the pop to Hershberger. Reed Geise steps in, DH sophomore. Back from the right side, looks at one up and in. Ball one. Howells, the left-hander, throws. Three-quarter delivery off the plate outside. Ball two. Two and nothing. Lehman, two runs, two hits in the Cavaliers' first at-bat. Off-speed pitch, waved at and missed by Geisy. Two balls, a strike, two and one. Geisy from the right side, outfield straight away. There's some good pop on that pitch. Geisy took a cut, strike two swinging. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Somewhat cloudy here now at Day Air Park. A few patches of blue sky. Swing and a miss. Howells rears back, accelerates the fastball. Cut on, not connecting Geisy. And now stepping to the plate is the ninth hitter in the order, right fielder senior Josh Kanapke. Center fielder junior Noah Steinman, who recorded the last putout of the bottom of the first for Lehman, is DH'd for by Geisy, who just batted. Swing and a miss by Kanapke. Foul to the screen on delivery number two from Howells, and it is no balls, two strikes. Howells has quickly set down the first two hitters of Lehman in the top of the second. Howells swings into action. Up and away, a ball, good location. Batter took it. Fine discipline displayed by Kanapke. A ball and two strikes. Howells again. Fastball up top is swung on and hit way up in the atmosphere along the third baseline behind the bag. Shortstop for West Liberty calls off the third baseman, and it's caught. Well done by Sertel, who said to the third baseman, Joey Johnson, I've got the angle, I'll take it, and he does. Inning and a half in the books. We go to the bottom of the second at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. Lehman Catholic 2, West Liberty Salem nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
It is the bottom of the second. West Liberty Salem comes calling. Fourth, fifth, sixth hitters against the offerings of Ian Stiver, left-handed hurler of Lehman. J.J., Jeremiah Johnson, Joey Johnson, Brandel Sullivan hit. Right fielder, third baseman, center fielder for West Liberty Salem. Left-hand batting, J.J. Johnson steps in. Very slightly open stance. He's even with home. About 6-8 inches off that inside stripe of the left-hand batter's box. He whiffs one, taking a cut on the first delivery from Stiver, and it's a strike, nothing in one. Stiver stretching, deliberately delivers to the plate outside, and it's a ball. Now these Tigers hitters having to adjust. Stiver is not hasty in his action to the plate, and his pitches then look a little faster than they might otherwise. Here's the ball thrown to the plate to Johnson. He swings, and he hits one hard and deep. Long and high to right. Right fielder for Lehman going back. Cannot get to it. It's on the warning track. hustling around second, digging hard to third is J.J. Johnson for West Liberty. He's got a long triple. He hit it to the BobRossAuto.com sign in deep right. The ball rolled to the fence about 3:45 from home plate. That ball was tattooed, really tagged off the bat of Johnson, who was hitting 395 on the season coming into this game. And he unloads a triple. Here's Joey Johnson, brother, third baseman, a junior, at 359 on the campaign. He hits from the right side. Good way for West Liberty to bounce back, trailing 2-0. They have a run in scoring position, parked at third. Infield up at third for Lehman, middle of the diamond at average depth. Pitch is low, downstairs, delivered by Stiver. A ball, no strikes. Boy, the two Johnsons can really hit the baseball. These two young men, coupled with Sertel, the leadoff batter, provide a potent punch in this Tigers order. Foul ball to the screen, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Joey Johnson. Shortstop for Lehman is playing a little closer to second than third, very deep. Stiver throws below the knees, and it's 2-1, good eye by Joey Johnson. Outfield straight away, pretty deep for the batter. Nice gap in right center. Right fielder for Lehman is tucked more toward the line. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Golfing at it went Johnson, and he could not connect. Count is even up 2-2. Stiver needs a strikeout here. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Johnson of West Liberty. His brother's at third. Slow breaking ball, lunging at it. Johnson lifts it to center. Center fielder Steinman came in, went back a step, and speared it. He turned a fairly routine play into a somewhat difficult one. It's caught. It's a sac fly. Runner comes in from third, and it's a 2-1 game as West Liberty's on the board here in the bottom of the second. Here's Brandel Sullivan. Sullivan of Frosch. A number of these West Liberty baseball players played basketball. We had the pleasure of covering the Anna West Liberty Salem boys hoops game in the regular season. It was a 4 or 5 point game for the most part till late third, early fourth, and then West Liberty Salem pulled away and beat Anna in a game we covered at Anna High School. No balls, a strike on the foul to the screen off the bat of Sullivan. Nothing and one. That's below the knees, and the count is even up at 1-1 on Sullivan. West Liberty Salem coming off a win last night in Springfield against Catholic Central. One against Northeastern on Thursday. Hard ground ball to third. It's past the third baseman in that 5-6 hole on into left field. A single cracked to left by Brandel Sullivan. Third baseman for Lehman, Jackson Garman, lurched toward short, missed it by 2 or 3 feet. Ball got between him and the shortstop and rolled out to left. Sharp single off the bat of Brandel Sullivan. He's at first with one down. Bottom of the second, 2-1 game. Lehman leads. Here's Beckett Sullivan to the plate. High, a ball. Two Sullivans are brothers, the two Johnsons brothers. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Beckett Sullivan, who hits from the right side. Inside edge, a strike. Stiver got his two-seamer to slice over the corner. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Beckett Sullivan. West Liberty Salem is third in one of the OHC divisions. The likes of Mechanicsburg and West Jefferson are in West Liberty's division, and those two clubs are unbeaten in league play. West Liberty's been beaten by both Here's Stiver, who picked off Sertel in the first, snapped out a first runner back. You can bet the Tigers will wise up to that nifty move of Stiver. It's clever. Left-hander's in the stretch. Here he comes to the plate. Check swing. It's a strike. Going around far enough, Beckett Sullivan on the high heater, and it's 1-2. A ball, two strikes, and Beckett Sullivan. As sunshine splashes the Day Air Park field at the moment. A lot of clouds overhead. Wind blowing out to right, blowing from the northwest to the southeast. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Stiver had some giddy up on it, and Beckett Sullivan is down. Here is Dallas Kuhn, senior left fielder for West Liberty Salem. He hits. Kuhn's into the batter's box. Let's see if Coach Sertel has something on with that runner at first. Two down. There's a high strike on Kuhn's. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Kuhn, 7 hits on the season, scored 8 runs. Stretching, Stiver looks at first. Runner paralyzed for an instant, throw to first, runner back. Bottom of the second. Lehman Catholic 2, West Liberty Salem 1. Lehman scored in the first. Tigers have answered with a run here in the second. Here's the pitch to the plate with Stiver. It's a good one. Tailing fastball, swung on and missed. Strike 2. Nothing in 2 on Kuhn's. Lehman will be back at the top of the order to start the third. Galbraith, Garman, and Richard. Stiver stretching, holds the runner. Here he comes to the plate. High leg kick. Foul ball to the backstop. Nothing in 2 on Kuhn's. Lehman Catholic's had a couple of losing streaks here this season. 3 close one-run losses, 2 to Riverside, 1 to Jackson Center. Lehman could easily have 7 or 8 wins. There's a pitch inside. Gets away from the Lehman catcher. I'm not sure if that ball bounced. It may have. Not certain if the official scorer will jot that down as a wild pitch or pass ball. For the time being, we'll call it a wild pitch. That's the first ball to the hitter, 1-2. Runner on first moved up into scoring position. Now a hit by Kuhn's could tie the game. Stiver winds, fires, low and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Stiver's moved the ball around. He's been up and down, inside, outside. West Liberty Salem having a difficult time adjusting. Let's see what Stiver throws here. Curveball maybe on 2-2. No, it's a fastball fouled away to the right of the press box here at Day Air Park. About 25 feet away to the booth next door. Bottom of inning number 2. Tigers batting against Lehman. Tying run at second. 2-1 Lehman lead. Stiver steps off. West Liberty Salem was beaten by Versailles and Tecumseh to start the year. It's been a stringent non-conference schedule for the Tigers, that's for sure. Slow curveball, out in front is the hitter, and he skies it middle of the diamond. First baseman for Lehman comes down toward the mound, calling, Kennedy's got it, out recorded. Bottom of the second, done for the Tigers. We move to the third. Lehman 2, West Liberty Salem 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Layman Catholic Cavaliers hit to start the third. First batter grounds to short. Sertel eats it up, throws on to first, out but two steps. Chris Galbraith leading off for Layman Catholic. Hit a worm burner, a grass cutter to third. Routine play for Sertel, the fine shortstop for the Tigers. One down. Play goes from 6-3. That's twice now Galbraith has been out on ground balls to short. Left-hand batter Jackson Garman takes it up and in. Ball one. A ball, no strikes on Garman. It is 2-1. Layman on top. We're in the top of the third inning. Left-hander Howells throws. Outside corner, strike. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Garman got a base hit to short left in the first for Layman. It was glove with the left fielder who made a lengthy dash for the ball. Could not complete the catch. Ruled a single. Strike two called on the outside black. 1-2 on Garman. Dropping down sidearm is the pitcher. Garman rips one on a line into right. Gets away from the right fielder who moves off to his left, picks it up. And on at first is Garman. Good day for him. Two singles. Garman's at first, one down. Here's Gus Richard from the right side for Layman. That ball was barreled up by the batter Garman. For Layman in this game, three hits. West Liberty's got two. 2-1 lead. Layman, top of the third. Here's Gus Richard swinging first pitch, and he lofts one into short center. Second baseman out, center fielder in for the Tigers, and it's caught. Solid play by Brandel Sullivan for West Liberty. As the hitter Richard out on the fly to center, here's Ben O'Leary from the right side for the Cavaliers. Richard out on the fly ball to center. He had walked his first at bat. O'Leary hitting now, also walked in the first. Lead by the runner at first. Ball fouled down the right field line toward the bullpen. Long run, first baseman, Tigers, and Beckett Sullivan can't catch up to it. Hey, so many thanks to Loramie Brewing Company in Fort Loramie, 17 North Main. Not the greasy bar food. It's made fresh daily. You'll love the cuisine at Loramie Brewing Company, North Main. There's a ball spanked on a line right back through the box. It nearly got the pitcher on the shoulder. Howells for West Liberty Salem. And the ball scooted out beyond second base into center. Runners at first and second. O'Leary with a base wrap into center field. Two on for Ian Stiver. The Layman pitcher tries to help his own cause. He hits from the left side. Left-hander Howells on the bump for West Liberty. Throws three-quarter style, low and away, ball one. Wind picking up a little bit. Sky totally shrouded in clouds at the moment. No sun available. Howells again. Check swing, strike called at the letters. 1-1 on Stiver. Layman leads 2-1, top of the third. Two on, two out for the Cavaliers. Open stance for Ian. Feet spread well apart. Strike two at the knees on the outside half of the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. The hit recorded by the previous hitter, O'Leary, the fourth for the Cavaliers. fastball hit off the handle of the bat in the air about 30 feet high to the third baseman for West Liberty, who steps in front of the bag, fair territory. He catches for the out. Good pitch by Howells, who got in on the fists of Stivers. He pops to third, inning over for Lehman. We head to the bottom of the third. Lehman 2, West Liberty Salem 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is the bottom of the third, and the Tigers come calling, trailing the Cavaliers of Lehman by a score of 2-1. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Loramie Brewing, North Main in Fort Loramie, has outstanding food made fresh daily. You'll love it. A variety of pizzas, delicious sandwiches, plenty on the menu for kids. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Make it a family affair at Loramie Brewing, North Main in Fort Loramie. Carry out, eat in, order online. I recommend the pizza and the Buckeye pretzel bites with cheese. They are super. Fort Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. You'll love the hospitality, service excellent, the food even better. West Liberty Salem batting here in the bottom of the third. Nothing in two count on the Tigers hitter. 0-2 on Howells. He is the pitcher. Like he throws, he hits left. Close stance at the plate, even with the dish. Stiver wastes one upstairs. And it is a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Howells. Howells a 290 by way of batting average on the year for the Tigers. Center fielder for Lehman, edging over into right center a little bit. Here's Stiver making his delivery. Slow breaking curveball. Ooh, it was close. Just missed low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Very good eye shown by the hitter Howells of West Liberty. He crouched over at the plate, looked it over. It sailed by, missed the outside edge. That one is strike three. He doesn't get the break on that pitch. Stiver hit the black on the outside corner at the knees. Good curveball. Out number one for West Liberty Salem. Three strikeouts for Stiver. Here is Isaac Sertel. He walked to start the game for West Liberty and was picked off. Wide open stance. Feet spread apart a good bit. Again, a little bit open at the plate. Right foot pointed toward the second baseman. Initial pitch, a ball. Second pitch drilled hard between the shortstop and the second base bag. It's a single by Sertel into center. That ball was rocked. It was hit on the meat end of the bat and belted into center, single by Sertel. Let's see what's in order here for the head coach of West Liberty Salem. Is something on? He's got his son down at first, and here's Braden Hershberger. Low and in is the delivery by Stiver, a ball, no strikes. Bottom of the third, Lehman Catholic 2, West Liberty Salem 1. One out for the Tigers. Runner at first. Stiver to the plate, and he had the runner Sertel going back to first on that pitch, which was fouled. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hershberger. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great array of sponsors. Token throw to first, including Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. All about Schaefer Market in just a moment. We've got what you asked for. Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market. The 1-1 pitch just missed. But Stiver, little up to the batter, two balls a strike. 2-1 on Hershberger. He struck out first time at the plate. Here's a number back to the mound. Stiver fields, takes a look at second, no throw there. On to first, out recorded. Hershberger out on the tapper to the mound. I was looking through the back of the umpire. I'm not sure that Hershberger squared and bunted. I think it was an excuse-me swing and a roller to the bump. Stiver had no play at second. Dealt the ball on to first. Play goes from 1-3. And here's Reese Oder, tying run at second for West Liberty Salem. Bottom of the third. Stiver throws high, a ball. Oder looked it over. Oder flew out to center his first trip. He scored 14 runs on the year. 2-1 lead, Lehman. Very good high school baseball game. Well played to this point. Finally pitched. Opening game today here today at 11:30 was won by Newton over Botkins. 2-1 walk-off victory by Newton in the bottom of the seventh. Outstanding array of high school clubs here for the 2026 edition of the Dayton Dragons High School Baseball Showcase. There's a wave at a breaking pitch, a strike, 1-1. Oder out in front, Stiver pulled the string. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Outfield medium depth for Oder. Runner at second, Stiver throws, swing and a miss, strike two. Real good pitch by Stiver. Two different speeds on those last two pitches. And it had Oder off stride. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. Stiver, the left-hander, against Oder, the right-hand batter, and he steps out. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, located on South Main, formerly Wagner's. It's your new community go-to store. We've gone local just for you at Schaefer Market. More in a moment. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Oder. Swing and a miss, gets away from the catcher. Good hustle by the man behind the plate for Lehman. Good job, Gus Richard. He eats it up, throws down to first, and the out is recorded. Good pitching job by Stiver as he had the batter Oder clearly off stride at the plate. And West Liberty leaves the tying run out at second. We played three full here at Day Air Park, 2-1. Lehman in the lead over West Liberty Salem. Cavaliers lead the Tigers. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is there for you to sample hot daily lunches. Oh, that Market Deli sub shop is superb. It features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. We have delivered. We've got what you wanted us to put on the shelves. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Don't forget to stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, and on the north end of Fort Loramie. The North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab your convenient grab-and-go options at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. That's holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. The count, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Lehman's first hitter to start the fourth. Jack Williams, who singled as he barreled up a base knock to center back in the first inning. And Ben O'Leary was tagged out of the plate trying to score from second. A run did score on that play. Lehman had scored a previous run in the frame to lead 2-0. It's now 2-1. And the count is 2-2 on Williams. Howells throwing. Oh, that's a good pitch. Low and away. And Williams stuck his bat out. An emergency swing. He couldn't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. Both pitchers settling down now here at Day Air Park. It is the top of the fourth. Lehman leads West Liberty 2-1. Here's Jackson Kennedy, who popped out to the catcher to start the second inning in his first at-bat of this game. There's a strike by Howells. Ball fouled toward the West Liberty Salem dugout, and it's 0-2. Howells working quickly. He's getting into a groove. He gets the sign from his catcher. Fires. It's down low. Battery mate, Braden Hershberger, a junior. Outfield straightaway, fairly deep for Kennedy. Off-speed pitch is popped in the air behind home, coming back toward us. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Our second game, where the first pitch at 7, features Fort Loramie and St. Henry. St. Henry Redskins 13-2, Fort Loramie Redskins 13-5. Here's a pitch inside. Oh, it plunks the batter on the left shin. Hit by a pitch is Kennedy. Too bad for the pitcher for the Tigers, who is up in the count. Here's Reed Geisey from the right side for Lehman. Runner at first, one away, top of the fourth. St. Henry, Division 6, Fort Loramie, Division 7. Both teams trying to capture a win today against very good opposition to up their standing in the eyes of coaches who, 1 week from Sunday, will seed teams in baseball. The count, no balls, a strike, nothing and one in Geisey. There's a fastball missed by Geisey, strike two. Howells can let it rip when he wants. Runner at first, one out for Lehman, top of the fourth. Cavaliers lead 2-1. Herky-jerky move by Howell, nearly balked. He missed the strike zone. It's a ball and two strikes on Geisey. Don't think Kennedy's going to be running. Outstanding lineman on the gridiron for the Cavaliers. Geisey swings, misses. Belated throw down to first, and Kennedy is back. Two outs for Lehman on the strikeout of Geisey. He's fanned twice. Here's Josh Kanapke, right fielder, a senior. He popped out to short in his first at-bat. Howells throws. Ball cracked hard. One bounce to Sertel. He's got it in the webbing of his glove. Flips on to his second baseman for the force. And Lehman is out in the fourth inning. Both pitchers starting to dominate. They're in a groove. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Lehman Catholic 2, West Liberty Salem 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it.
paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is the bottom of the fourth inning here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons in downtown Dayton. I'm Jack Kramer with the play-by-play here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two balls, no strikes on the first hitter for the Tigers in the bottom of the fourth. Now it's 3-0 as Stiver is in danger of relinquishing a leadoff walk to start the fourth for the Tigers. J.J. Johnson, Jeremiah, tripled and scored on a sac fly. Back in the second, that's the Tigers' lone run. 3-0 pitch, Stiver way upstairs, not even close. So Stiver's command falters against the first hitter for West Liberty Salem here in the fourth inning. And now Joey Johnson, third baseman, steps in. He's a junior. Jeremiah was hitting .395 coming into the game. He's bolstered that with a triple and a walk. And now here's Joey, .359 on the year, takes upstairs. So five straight hurls plateward by Stiver for Lehman out of the zone. Stiver holding the runner on, pitch of the plate, outside corner at the letters, fastball. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Outfield is pretty much straight away. Center fielder for Lehman, slightly pinched into left center. That's Steinman. Throw to first, runner back. Stiver, very good move. His pickoff style to first base for the southpaw is outstanding, as he nails Sertel in the first inning with that crafty move. Upstairs, ball two, 2-1. Seven pitches by Stiver to start the bottom of the fourth. Six out of the zone. The runner who walked is at first. There's a pitch by Stiver, foul to the screen. That was a two-seamer. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Joey Johnson for the West Liberty Salem Tigers, who are coming off wins the last two nights, easy triumphs over Springfield Catholic Central and Northeastern. 2-2 pitch by Stiver. Slow breaker, late swing, waiting on it and fouling it off is the batter, and it's still 2-2. Third baseman for Lehman, even with the bag. O'Leary now in front of it by a step. Infield double play depth at second and short, crowding the center of the diamond a little. Stiver throws. Oh, some good velocity. He reared back. He chucked up a high fastball. Climbing the ladder, Johnson swung and missed. He's out. Joey Johnson retired. 15, that was the best pop of the game by Stiver as he K's Joey Johnson. Here's Brandel Sullivan. Runner at first, one out. Sullivan singled in the second. Takes a pitch just off the corner, a ball. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Brandel Sullivan hits from the right side. Batting average on the year, about 250. 12 base knocks. Token throw to first, runner back. Moving down toward the bottom four in the order for West Liberty Salem. Previous hitter didn't bunt. I don't expect this batter to bunt either. Ball two, 2-0, and Brandel Sullivan, runner at first for West Liberty. Bottom of the fourth, Lehman leads it 2-1. Very good baseball game here in the Dayton Dragons Bob Ross Showcase. Ball lifted into short right center field off the bat of Sullivan. It's dropping fast. Center fielder coming on. He can't catch it. Steinman plays it on the third hop. It's a Texas League single into right center off the bat of Brandel Sullivan. And now West Liberty Salem is threatening. Runners at first and second. One out, bottom of the fourth. Lehman leads 2-1. Conference on the mound as Coach Houchin calls in the infielders and chats with them. And as hurler, Ian Stiver. Lehman 2, West Liberty Salem 1. Bottom of the fourth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And I'd like to note for you a new subdivision being developed by Wygant near Lake Loramie on the fringe of Fort Loramie, being developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development. Call Wygant for more information. Drop by, take a look. That's a new Wygant Real Estate and Development subdivision near Lake Loramie on the fringe of Fort Loramie. No balls, two strikes on the hitter for West Liberty Salem. It's Beckett Sullivan. Runners at first and second, one out for the Tigers, who trail the Cavaliers 2-1, bottom of the fourth. Pickoff move to second. Runner is back. Very critical juncture in this game. Tigers need a base hit in the worst way to tie this thing up. Two on, one out. Nothing and two in the batter. Beckett Sullivan, Stiver on the mound, ahead in the count, throws to first, runner back. Stiver, a very nifty move. He cleverly picked off Sertel for West Liberty Salem in the bottom of the first inning of this game. Four hits apiece, no errors. Cleanly played. Stiver throws in and low. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. On deck, Dallas Coons, who popped out to first in his initial at-bat. Beckett Sullivan, the hitter now, struck out back in the second inning. Here is Stiver coming plateward. That's a slow change, stays way up top. Didn't get it down. very off speed, but not near enough to the zone to invite a swing. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 pitch. Diver throws. Ball pasted to left on a line. No, it's caught by the shortstop for Lehman. Throw back to second. It's wide. Oh, it might have doubled the runner at second had the throw been on the button. My goodness, what a play by Jack Williams of Lehman. I thought that was a base hit for sure. It was ticketed through the left side of the diamond, a liner about 7 feet off the ground, and the shortstop for Lehman made a splendid backhand catch on the edge of the grass, an extremely short left back edge of the dirt on the Day Air Park diamond, and he wheeled across his body a la De La Cruz of the Reds, and the throw was wide. It was not caught by the second baseman of the Cavaliers. Had he managed to snare it, I think the runner at second for West Liberty would have been doubled up. Out recorded. Thus, there's no error, and you can't be sure that would have been an out at second to convert the double play. And the count is 2-0, 2-0 on Dallas Coons for the Tigers here in the bottom of the sixth, or I should say the bottom of the fourth. 2-1, 2-out, Lehman leads 2-1. That catch by Williams preserved the Lehman lead, at least for the time being. There's a two-seamer, yes, inside corner at the belt. 2-0 on Coons. Mostly cloudy at the moment. A few patches of blue sky overhead. Sun not glistening down on the field at this time. Low and in. And it's 3-1, 3-0. Here's a belated steal by the man on second, and the throw gets away. And it is hustled after down the left field line by the third baseman of Lehman. Good decision by Coach Sertell of West Liberty as the runner on second base, Jeremiah Johnson for the Tigers, popped up in a hurry, and he thought about galloping toward home. A good throw would have gotten him. Fine hustle play by the third baseman for Lehman. Here's the situation. It's a 3-1 count. 3-0, 3-1. Both runners moved up on the throw to third. We have 2 for West Liberty Salem in the bottom of the fourth inning, and now a single to the outfield for the Tigers would probably give West Liberty Salem the lead. It could score two. Out of the box momentarily is Dallas Coons. Conference on the mound around the pitcher Stiver for Lehman. We're all set to go. Runners at second and third for the Tigers. 3-1 pitch to Coons. Fastball missed up and away. Ball four. They're loaded. Here is the opposing pitcher, Timmy Howells, stepping in. He struck out his first at-bat for the Tigers. Bases loaded here. Howells hits from the left. Stiver throws from the left. Straightaway stance at the plate for Howells. Strike outside corner at the thigh. No balls, a strike. A good first pitch by Stiver. Important segment in this game. Bases loaded for the Tigers. Bottom of the fourth, Lehman leads 2-1. Pitch to Howells, missed wide, 2-2. Or I should say 1-1 on the count. The plate umpire here in this game has been exceptional. Outstanding plate work. 1-1 pitch, low and away, ball two. 2-0, 2-1. That was a slider or a hard curve. It was off the corner and down. And now Stiver needs to throw a strike. Bases loaded, West Liberty Salem. 2-0. Pitch by Stiver. Oh, it's a wild pitch in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Goes to the backstop, and we're tied up. Ball lands at the base of the screen. Good hustle by the Lehman catcher, who raced back to get it. Gus Richard. Fine jump at third by Jeremiah Johnson for West Liberty. He scores. 3-1 count on the batter, Howells. Runners at second and third. It's high, ball four. They're loaded once again. So the Tigers have tied the game via a wild pitch from Stiver, who noticeably has lost some command here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Isaac Sertel at the plate for West Liberty Salem, an outstanding hitter, 476 on the year. A chance to give the Tigers the lead. The base is loaded, two down. We're tied at two. He hits a chopper toward short, and it short hops Williams, hits his glove and off his leg, rolls toward the third base bag, run scores, infield single, and it's 3-2 West Liberty. Very tough play for Williams at short. Wow. That might have been a challenging maneuver for De La Cruz of the Reds. It short hopped Williams. Last bounce was virtually right at his feet. He did charge it. Perfectly placed on a second hop right at the right shoe of Williams. And the scoreboard calls that an infield single. I'm inclined to agree. Extremely tough hop for Williams, the shortstop for Lehman. We'll score a base hit. It's the second of this game for Sertel. He's got a walk and two singles. New hitter Hershberger for West Liberty fouls the second offering out of play to our right. It's a ball, a strike. Bases loaded for Tigers, or I should say with Tigers, as West Liberty Salem has taken the lead at 3-2. Stiver throws. High fly ball behind home plate. Tough chance for the layman catcher, who comes back toward the screen and can't get it. A ball, two strikes, one and two. Superb effort turned in there by Gus Richard. 3-2 lead West Liberty, bottom of the fourth. Base is loaded. Stiver has got to put out the fire right here. He cannot allow the Tigers to produce any more runs. One and two count on the batter, Hershberger. Stiver missed up top, two and two. It has been a long inning for the Lehman Catholic pitcher. Stiver has lost some command. 2-2 pitch on the way, a big one. Hershberger takes it down. It gets away from the catcher right behind him, finding it quickly as Richard. And the count goes full. Runners can be moving. Two down. Bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded with Tigers, who've gone ahead 3-2 over Lehman. Stiver stretching. Here he comes to the plate. Swing and a fly ball toward left center. Pretty well hit. Left fielder motoring toward the center fielder for Lehman. It's O'Leary on the go. He's got it. He reached up and snatched it in the alley to retire the side, but West Liberty comes back with a couple to take the lead over Lehman. 3-2, we go to the fifth here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, once down, or I should say once up by a score of 2-0, Lehman Catholic now trails 3-2 to West Liberty Salem here in the top of the fifth inning. And the first hitter for the Cavaliers, Chris Galbraith, hits a single into center field. He drilled that ball hard on the ground. It hit the mound and eventually hopped over the second base bag into center. Big leadoff hit by Galbraith of Lehman to start the fifth. Five hits apiece, 3-2. West Liberty Salem leads. Second hitter in the inning for Lehman is Jackson Garman. He's down a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Here's the pitcher, Howes, goes sidearm. Ball nubbed up the third baseline, foul. Still a ball, two strikes, 1-2 on the Lehman hitter. Cavaliers down by a run now, 3-2 to West Liberty Salem. Tigers scoring twice in the bottom of the fourth. Howes, three-quarter pitch, fastball up and in under the chin of Garman, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Howes working very fast. Runner on first going. Pitch is strike three called. Throw down to second is not in time. Steal of second by Galbraith. Good pitch on the bump by Howes as he sliced one over the outside corner of the plate. The hitter Garman looked it over. Did not pull the trigger. Steal of second, though. And here's Gus Richard up. Garman had been perfect before that strikeout with two singles in this game. Out at second is Galbraith, who's got a hit in three trips now. And the first pitch is a strike called to Gus Richard. That one bounces, and it's 1-1. Oh, we've got sunshine here at Day Air Park between the clouds overhead. No chance of rain. The wind is brisk coming in out of the north-northwest. Inside, off the corner, 2-1. The count on Richard, a walk and a fly out to center. Lehman had a third run in that first inning thrown out at the plate on a fine throw from center field. There's a ball rolled to the mound off the bat of Richard. Howes comes in, fields, and the lefty guns a throw to first for the out. Runner moves up from second to third. Play goes from 1-3. Here's Ben O'Leary batting now for Lehman, tying run 90 feet away. Yeah, Lehman had a third run in that first inning, nailed at the plate, or this game would be tied at this point in time. Here's the pitch to O'Leary. It's a strike on the inside corner of the knees. O'Leary has walked and singled. Big at bat here for both teams. Foul to the screen, heading right back toward us. Nothing in two. Howes in front in the count. West Liberty Salem 3, Lehman Catholic 2, top of the fifth. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate by Howes. Fastball low and in, and it's a ball and two strikes. Plate umpire has been very good. Superb job of the man behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Led up pitch by Howes. Got him swinging. Wow. What a clutch time for that delivery. Big time change up. O'Leary whiffed. He's out. Lehman's out in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of inning number five. It is 3-2. Tigers over the Cavaliers on scores. Broadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Go bottom of inning number 5. Tigers come calling, leading by a score of 3-2. Reese Oder, Jeremiah Johnson, Joey Johnson, third, fourth, fifth hitters in the West Liberty order coming up against Ian Stiver, who had a rough bottom of the fourth. He allowed 2 runs in that inning. West Liberty took the lead 3-2. As Stiver threw, I bet, a good 30-35 pitches in that frame. And he's up in the zone, missing the letters, a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Oder. Stiver again, too tall on the pitch, 2-0. He's been a little wild up here over the last inning to 2 innings. Here is the 2-0 pitch to Oder. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike 1. Good homer thrown in there by Stiver. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on Oder. Outfield straight away. Stiver pitches, Oder swings, towering fly ball, right field line. First baseman down the line, right fielder in foul ground. He's on home plate in the bullpen, can't make the catch. Ball bounds into the stands. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fine hustle by Josh Kanapke of Lehman. 2-2 on Oder. Lehman can ill afford to give up any more. Down a run. West Liberty would like to play add-on. 2-2 pitch to Oder. That's spiked into the ground by the pitcher Stiver. Not close. It traveled 55 feet. Counts full up, 3-2. So far in this game, by way of the strikeout, a grand total of 5 registered by Stiver. Control walks have gotten him into a little bit of trouble. And here he is down and in with a curveball missing the corner. Doesn't get the break. He was just off the edge, and it's a base on balls. Oder at first. There was a walk in the first given up by the pitcher Stiver. And he walked 3 in that troublesome fourth, and the leadoff hitter in the fifth walks. Here is Jeremiah Johnson, swings from the left side, closed stance. He's tripled and walked. Tripled, walked, and scored a couple. The count of ball, no strikes on him. There's a strike on the outside corner, just above the knees, a ball, a strike, 1-1. On Johnson. Top 5 in this West Liberty order. Hit the ball extremely well. Throw to first base by Stiver. Dug out by Jackson Kennedy. Outfield extremely deep for the hitter, left-hand batter, Jeremiah Johnson. Tucked in toward the right field foul line is Josh Kanapke, the right fielder for the Cavaliers. Fouled out of play to the left. A ball, two strikes, one and two. No one out for the Tigers. Here in the bottom of the fifth, West Liberty, Salem 3, Lehman 2. Runner at first leads, slow changeup is golfed hard to deep right center field. Center fielder for Lehman going back toward the track. He's not going to get it. Ball lights on the warning track, rolls to the 402 sign. Runner on first scores easily, and trying to make it an inside the park homer is the batter runner, and he does! Beautifully done by Jeremiah Johnson of West Liberty Salem as he scalded a shot to deep right center. More center right center at the base of the 402 sign, and he circles the bases with the inside the park round tripper. And it's now a 5-2 game, West Liberty over Lehman. Here is Joey Johnson, the third baseman for West Liberty, stepping in. Stiver throws plateward. It bounces. Ball one. A ball, no strikes. Inside the park homer. The ball was clubbed to deep right center. It was pummeled. You could tell when it left the bat. Steinman, the center fielder for Lehman, had no chance whatsoever. Ball hit the ground just short of the warning track. And then a couple bounces later, hit the two at the bottom of the 402 marker. Foul ball to right field, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Joey Johnson. As the Tigers have expanded their 3-2 lead to 5-2, Lehman once led in this game 2-0 going into the bottom of the second. Here is Stiver coming to the plate. Way outside, two balls and a strike, 2-1. Stiver's pitch count has got to be way up there. Has to be 85 or so. Fouled out of play to the right. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Of course, your limit's 125. And we covered a game several days ago at Minster High School. New Bremen beat Minster 4-0, and the pitcher Quellhorse for New Bremen finished off the bottom of the seventh on pitch 123. I think he had to throw about a 12 or 13 pitch seventh inning to stay on the mound and conclude it. Another pitch sprayed foul to the right. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. West Liberty has succeeded in getting Stiver's pitch count up there. And he's run into some control snafus here in the last couple of innings. There's a long, high drive. Smacked to deep left. Left fielder for Lehman retreating, still going back. O'Leary on the run. He cannot get it. Ball stopped short of the track, about 375 from home plate. That is a long two-bagger for Joey Johnson. Ball was hit mighty high. The wind kept carrying it away from the Lehman left fielder into deep center, left center, and he could not track it down. Boy, the two balls hit this inning by West Liberty Salem would have been well out of any traditional high school park. New hitter steps in. It's Brandel Sullivan. He lifts one into right center field. Center fielder Steinman over for Lehman. He looks at the right fielder. Neither one makes the play. The ball hits the ground and drops in. And the runner on second for West Liberty had to hold up thinking it might be caught. He gets to third. Good hustle by the batter runner for West Liberty Salem. Nicely done by Brandel Sullivan. As he wheeled around first, as the ball skidded away from the center fielder for Lehman. And we've got runners at second and third, conference on the mound. Tigers threatening to play add on some more, leading 5-2 over Lehman. Bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
The new hitter for West Liberty Salem swings on the first pitch, and there's a one-hopper to Jackson Garman at third for Lehman, who looks the runner back at third, fires to first to Jackson Kennedy out. As the play goes from third to first, put out recorded by Kennedy at first, assist Garman, runners hold up at second and third. One down here for West Liberty in the bottom of the fifth. Tigers have scored a couple, and the count on the next hitter, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Coons, who's popped to first and walked so far in this game. Insurance runs at second and third. It's a safety squeeze up the first baseline, and it's well done, and a wild throw to the plate made by Kennedy, the first baseman. Two-run score. Batter runners at second. Ball's at the base of the screen, and West Liberty Salem executes a beautiful squeeze up the first baseline. Throw to the plate. Would have made it close. I think the runner probably would have beaten it. It needed a great throw right on the third base side of the plate and a super tag. But West Liberty Salem executes small ball and goes up 7-2. Beautifully done by the Tigers, who have a man on second with still just one out in the fifth. Here's the ball hit off the handle of the bat toward short. Nice play by Williams of Lehman at shortstop. His throw to first base is late. Williams had to hold up. The ball died in the grass, took a funny twisting hop short of him, and good wheels by Coons, who beats it. Infield single. Runner holds at second, and here comes Jared Houchin, head coach of Lehman, to the mound, his second trip, and we've got a change coming up. 7-2 West Liberty, pitching change for Lehman, which is down 5. In the bottom of the fifth, two out, one on for the Tigers on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Yep, Gus Richard, the catcher for Lehman, is now on the bump. He's pitching in relief of Ian Stiver. As Lehman, once leading 2-0, has fallen behind 7-2 to West Liberty Salem, a 4-run fifth for the Tigers. We'll catch the other position changes for you here in a moment. The count to no balls, a strike, nothing and one on the new hitter for West Liberty Salem. It's Isaac Sertel who fouls it to the screen, and it's no balls, a strike, nothing and one on him. Or I should say nothing and two on Sertel. Two singles and a walk. Perfect day for him. West Liberty Salem 7, Lehman 2, bottom of the fifth, one out, two on for the Tigers. And the count is a ball, two strikes, one and two on Sertel. Will Garman has come off the bench, entered the game at third base for Lehman. Williams, the previous shortstop, now behind the plate, catching. Slow breaking curveball, freezes the batter, Sertel. He looks at it for strike three. Fine delivery to the plate by the pitcher, Gus Richard. Here is Hershberger with two on as the pitcher, Gus Richard, for Lehman tries to shut the door, prevent further damage. Pitch by Richard up and in. Swing and a miss. Good fastball rising up into the chest of the batter who took a hefty cut. Hershberger did not connect. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Hershberger. Gus Richard in relief of Ian Stiver throws again. Ball hit on the barrel into left center field. It's high. Steinman over. Left fielder nearly collides with him. Dives at his feet, misses him. Steinman catches. Lehman avoids disaster and further damage and runs from West Liberty Salem on the catch and center by Steinman. 7-2 West Liberty, which plates 2 in the 4th and 4 in the 5th. Tigers 7, Cavaliers 2. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Ian Stiver, starting pitcher in this game for Lehman, lifted last inning, steps into the plate to start off the top of the 6th for the Cavaliers. He's down in the count, no balls, two strikes. Good pitching job by Howells, the left-hander for West Liberty Salem, who's picked up steam since the first inning. He's been tough to solve, that's for sure. And here he goes 2-2 on Stiver. First two pitches, strikes. Next two pitches just off the outside corner. Stiver bats as he throws from the left. He looks it over wide. Ball 3-2. Lehman tries to get something started here in the top of the 6th inning, down by a 7-2 count. Howells fans him on a fastball on the inside corner. One away for Lehman here in the top of the 6th inning as Stiver strikes out. Here is Jack Williams. He's played a good shortstop for Lehman in this game. He's got one hit. In fact, it was his single that scored a run back in the top of the 1st inning. It also ended the inning because Lehman had the runner on 2nd on that base hit get thrown out at the plate. Runner on 3rd scored. Could have been a 3-run first for Lehman. Was only a 2-run first inning. Outstanding throw from Brandel Sullivan in center field for West Liberty. Excellent tag by Braden Hershberger, the catcher at the plate. And very quickly, 2-3-4 pitches thrown here to Jack Williams. And he's ahead in the count 3-1. And he looks at that one off the outside corner. Ball 4. So Lehman's got a runner aboard with one out here in the top of the 6th. And here's Jackson Kennedy. He has popped to first, been hit by a pitch. No way the layman runner at first is going to be thinking about stealing here. Good left-hander on the mound, plus layman is down 5. One run, insignificant at this point. Foul ball into the bullpen, right side. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Kennedy. Outfield straight away but deep. Center fielder right in line with home plate, the mound, and second base. Second game features Fort Loramie and St. Henry. First pitch at 7. Swing and a miss, Kennedy. Throw down to second, runner steals, and is safe. Bouncing throw, Williams beats it. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing in 2 on Kennedy for Lehman, which is down 7-2 here in the top of the 6th inning. Howells throws up high. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2. Fort Loramie 13-5, St. Henry 13-2 in our final game of 3 here at Day Air Park today. We've covered this one, and we'll catch up the second game for you as well, or I should say the 3rd of 3, our second broadcast of the day, Fort Loramie and St. Henry. Fort Loramie Division 7, St. Henry Division 6, as both teams make bids to garner a top seed. I think that if Loramie would win over St. Henry in our 7 o'clock game, the Redskins in that tournament draw next Sunday would get a lot of attention from the coaches. St. Henry's 13-2 on the year. St. Henry is Division 6 in a Northwest District pod. Fort Loramie is D7. Got a swing and a miss, a strikeout. Kennedy down as he took a level swing at a curveball that dropped just below the bat. Got a substitution for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and we'll try to catch up with the change in the batting order for you. First pitch is a strike to the new hitter. Or I should say it's a ball low and outside. Second pitch just missed the outside corner as well. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes, then a foul to the screen. I believe it's Roderman who's in. Roderman hits now for Lehman off the bench. There's a pass ball or wild pitch. It stays in the dirt behind home. Catcher Hershberger can't find it right away for West Liberty. And the runner Williams darts down to third for Lehman. 3-1 on the hitter Roderman. Cole Roderman, freshman, walks. Pitch up and away out of the zone. He's aboard. First and third for the Cavaliers, who need a long ball right here. Here's Will Garman, who came in when Richard went to the mound last inning. Will Garman takes it down for a ball. A ball, no strikes on him. Will Garman, a freshman, as is Ratterman, who's at first. Foul ball off to the right. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Good pitching effort by the left-hander. Howells for West Liberty Salem. He gave up a couple in the first inning, was roughed up a little bit, and then he's gotten on a roll. He's improved with each pitch, each inning, and is stronger now than he was at the outset of the game. Nearly a balk move. Here's a delayed steal by Lehman of second. It's good. No throw. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on the hitter, Will Garman. Now the windup, the Howells. The pitch is spanked on a line right past his ear. It nearly hit the pitcher in the shoulder. Rolled on out into center field. One run scores for Lehman from third. Runner at second advances 90 to third. And how about that? Base hit, Will Garman, freshman, off the bench. Rifles a single up the middle. It's a 7-3 game, Lehman, trailing by 4. Had been 7-2 West Liberty. Conference on the mound among the Tigers. We'll step away. We're in the top of the sixth. Lehman trails West Liberty Salem 7-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
That's a new batter for Lehman Catholic. Top of the order, Chris Galbraith steps in, and he's immediately plunked on the left forearm. Pitch by Howells gets away from him. Bases loaded for Lehman. Down 7-3, top of the sixth inning. Cavaliers have the tying run at the plate. How about that? Here comes Jackson Garman, plateward. Lehman needs a gapper right here. Pitch by Howells, outside to Garman. That missed by plenty. Lehman with a two-out threat, having scored a run. Down 4, Howells works quickly in the dirt. Ball 2, 2-0. This game, about an hour and 49 minutes old. Foul to the screen, off the bat at Garman. 2-1. If Howells wants to stay in this game, he needs an out right here. He winds, he pitches. 2, a breaking ball. Knees, outside corner. 2-2. 2-2. Howells gets the ball back from the catcher, fires again. Another breaking ball, 3. Oh, Howells is fired up for the Tigers. The West Liberty hurler gets a strikeout to end the inning just as he got a big K to finish off the previous inning, the fifth. Lehman does get one. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 7-3. Tigers over the Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats, from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
West Liberty Salem Tigers come to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and hit with the first pitch of the frame is Reese Oder. He had walked, struck out, flown to center. He is aboard. And then he makes a delayed steal attempt of second base, and he's going to be in there. Sliding ahead of the throw is Oder. J.J. Jeremiah Johnson is batting now for West Liberty, which leads 7-3. And all Johnson has done is tripled, walked, and clobbered an inside-the-park home run. That was a tremendous jolt, big hit by him. And he's on base four straight balls by relief pitcher Richard of Lehman. So West Liberty Salem's got something stirred up here in the bottom of the sixth, already leading by a score of 7-3 in this game. His inside-the-park home run came in the fifth inning after a leadoff walk by Reese Oder. Johnson hit one to the 4-0-2 marker in center right center. And it would have been out of every single high school park by a good 30 feet. Runners at first and second for the Tigers, who aren't done scoring. They're threatening again here in the sixth. And Joey Johnson, who's doubled, struck out, and hit a sack fly, is up there bunting, and he fouls it off. Runners at first and second for the Tigers in the bottom of the sixth. Gus Richard on the bump for Lehman in relief of Ian Stiver. There's a pitch that handcuffs the hitter. Swing and a miss. And it is a strike. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Runners at first and second for West Liberty Salem, which is out in front now 7-3. Delayed steal. The pitcher still got the ball. Throw to third, out. Running mistake, West Liberty Salem. Apparently, Oder thought that the pitcher, Gus Richard for Lehman, had started his move toward the plate. He had not. And it was simply a step off the rubber, throw to third, out. One down for the Tigers here in the bottom of the sixth. 0-2 pitch to the hitter, misses inside, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Not sure if West Liberty Salem had a double steal on there or not. Nonetheless, the runner at second is nailed at third. Runner on first going, bouncing ball to the plate. Advancement to second base easily by Jeremiah Johnson. And the count is two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the hitter here for the West Liberty Salem Tigers. Garrett Hull is batting, H-U-L-L. He is pinch hitting here for Joey Johnson. Hull looks at a pitch at the letters, a little above the strike zone. Ball three, 3-2. Tigers with a runner at second, one out, bottom of the sixth. West Liberty Salem 7, Layman Catholic 3. Gus Richard on the mound for Layman after relieving Ian Stiver. That pitch is 7 feet off the ground above the batter's head. Ball 4. Here's Brandel Sullivan stepping in. And all he has done today is single once, single twice, and double. 3 for 3. He would be the hitting star for West Liberty Salem. Yeoman's pitching effort on the mound by Timmy Howells of West Liberty Salem. He's done a great job. Gutted through that first inning. Could have given up 3 runs. Did give up 2. Gave up a run last inning to Layman, which is now totaled 3. But Howells has gone the route. Gritty performance by him. Swing by the batter, Brandel Sullivan, foul to the screen. As I recall, both Brandel Sullivan, his brother to follow Beckett, both played hoops for West Liberty Salem. We covered that basketball game, as I mentioned earlier, during the season between Anna and West Liberty at the Rockets gym. No ball, 1 strike pitch, missed in. 1-1 the count. Totals in this game, 7 runs, 9 hits for West Liberty Salem. 3-6-1 for Layman, the one error, the throwing error to the plate by Jackson Kennedy on the safety or suicide squeeze by West Liberty Salem last inning. Fly ball to center, caught by Steinman of Layman, who doesn't move. Runner on second, tags, goes to third. So we have 2 out in the frame. Runners at the corners, 1st and 3rd for West Liberty Salem. Here is Beckett Sullivan stepping in. That, by the way, was the first time in this contest that Brandel Sullivan has been retired. The fly ball to center, seconds ago. Gus Richard, the pitcher now for Layman, as we mentioned, relieving Ian Stiver. Uh-oh, here's a pickoff. Runner on first is caught. And the pitcher steps off the rubber, runs toward him, then flips on to second. Out recorded there. A couple of base running snafus by the Tigers here in the sixth. West Liberty Salem doesn't score. We go to the seventh. 7-3. West Liberty Salem over Layman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire,
check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, as we noted a few minutes ago, what a pitching performance by Timmy Howells of West Liberty Salem. He is lifted here in the top of the seventh inning, and Joey Johnson, the third baseman, moves to the bump, and he quickly disposes of Gus Richard, leadoff batter for the Cavaliers here in the seventh, a three-pitch strikeout. And then the next hitter, Ben O'Leary, swings and rifles a shot down the right field line. It is curling foul by a foot in the bullpen. Ooh, just missed the stripe. Would have been a two-bagger for sure for O'Leary as he went the opposite way. No balls, a strike on him. Yeah, what a job on the mound by Howells, who gave up just one run, second inning through sixth. What a curveball there by Johnson, swinging a miss by the hitter O'Leary for Lehman. One down for the Cavaliers here in the top of the seventh. West Liberty Salem leads it 7-3. Winding, pitching, bouncing ball to the right side. First baseman off the bag. Lobs to the pitcher covering, out at first base. Well done by the first baseman for West Liberty Salem. Good job of Beckett Sullivan as he gobbled that ball up, taking a few steps in and to his right. A little too far from the bag to run toward it and tap it to beat the runner, so he flipped on to the pitcher covering. Good hustle by Johnson, the hurler for West Liberty Salem. And the Cavaliers now are down to their last out. It's Ian Stiver, who started the game on the mound for the Cavaliers. He looks at ball one, then fouls a pitch. Sprays it off to the left, a ball, a strike, 1-1. We will eventually go offline for a stretch between this game and the second game. It's our second broadcast of the day, third game of the day here at Dayer Park. Bob Ross Showcase featuring Fort Loramie and St. Henry. Third game of the day, our second broadcast will follow after this one. We will go offline for a stretch and then be back online at about 6:30 or so. First pitch scheduled for 7. Fort Loramie, St. Henry. One thing for sure, the Redskins will come out on top. Fort Loramie, 13-5 on the year. St. Henry, 13-2. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Stiver. As the 2-1 pitch, or I should say the 1-2 pitch by Johnson, is a curveball outside. Then a handle hit foul to the backstop. It's still 2-2 on Stiver, who has struck out, popped to third, grounded out to second. 6 hits in this game for Lehman, a hit by Chris Galbraith, a couple by Jackson Garman. Ben O'Leary's had a hit. Jack Williams also had a hit. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate, but Johnson hits Stiver on the back left foot. He's not a happy camper. Tried to get out of the way of it. It was a late-breaking slider down and in from the right-hander. It hit the back foot of the left-hand batter, and he's aboard, hit the pitch. Scoreboard shows six hits for Lehman, and I've got five on my score sheet. I can't find the sixth. Jackson Garman's got two. Ben O'Leary's got a hit. Jack Williams has one. Chris Galbraith got a single. We had a base hit in the previous inning from, Will Garman off the bench. You're right. Yep, Will Garman subbed in and got a base knock in the sixth inning for Lehman. Runner at first. Here's the strike one pitch to the new batter. Williams, strike two, outside corner at the belt. Tigers a pitch away from finishing off this game. Lehman Catholic down to its last pitch, last out for sure. Strike three called, breaking ball over. Williams looks at it, doesn't agree. It looked good from here. Plate umpire was splendid the entire evening, and the contest is over. West Liberty Salem rallies from an early 2-0 deficit and beats Lehman Catholic 7-3 here today on scoresbroadcast.com. More in a minute.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank. Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Up our stars of the game, brought to you by Sour Mugs, include a three-way tie for West Liberty Salem, Jackson Garman for Lehman, who had a couple of hits. He's our Sour Mug star of this game for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Jackson Garman, a single in the first, a single in the third for West Liberty Salem. How about the inside the park home run from Jeremiah Johnson? He tripled, homered, had two walks. Brandel Sullivan singled twice and doubled. And a fine effort on the mound by the starting pitcher, Timmy Howells. He gave up two in the first and then threw five strong innings. Did give up a tally with two out in the sixth. He threw six innings. He gutted out his performance here today, Timmy Howells for West Liberty Salem, along with Brandel Sullivan and Jeremiah Johnson. They are our stars for West Liberty Salem, brought to you by Sour Mugs. And again, Jackson Garman, third baseman for Lehman, two hits. He is our Sour Mug star for the Cavaliers. Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
And thank you so much to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and the adult children too. We will smile and you'll love your style at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk in, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. West Liberty Salem with the win advances to 11-7 on the year, and Lehman Catholic is now 4-13. So many thanks to the athletic departments at both schools, Lehman Catholic and West Liberty Salem, and a big thank you to both head coaches. Matt Sertell at West Liberty Salem, Jared Houchin at Lehman. Matt, a 2003 graduate student, grad at Drake University in Iowa, coaching baseball for 15 years, second year coaching at West Liberty Salem, and he's got a real solid ball club. That was the number three pitcher today in innings on the year for West Liberty Salem, Howells. He did a fine job, and West Liberty Salem's got six or seven outstanding hitters. Thanks as well to Jared Houchin, second-year head coach at Lehman Catholic. You might recall Jared back in the day played at Bell Fountain and at Wright State. He was a part of the first-ever Jeff Mercer recruiting class to Wright State University. Houchin was an all-state player at Bell Fountain, broke four records at Bell Fountain High School, season batting average, doubles in a year. Hits in a career, and base hits in a single season. Thanks so much to Jared, Bradley Zimmerman, the principal at Lehman Catholic, and thanks to all the folks at West Liberty Salem, including the athletic director, Mr. Sullivan, and the head baseball coach, Matt Sertell. Second game upcoming. We'll go offline here for about 20 minutes or so, then return online for Fort Loramie, 13-5 versus St. Henry, 13-2. Jack Kramer saying an early good evening to you. Back shortly. Final score of this game here at Day Air Park. West Liberty Salem 7, Layman Catholic 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.